Evening of Allah, most gracious, merciful and bountiful, Assalamu alaikum. I'm Pragan Alaja, a practicing lawyer and a researcher in world religions. My question to you, Dr. Nayak, is, you mentioned the solitary relaxation of a woman who told the body that she was forced into a marriage and her marriage was allowed to be invalidated. This incident took place years ago, and on the year, if possible, the body. Quran is the constitution of the rights of women and men. Is there a body? If so, name it, which also enforces the precepts and rights. Thank you.
Sister has asked a very good question. She has asked that about the rights of the women. It's very well laid down in the Quran and the Hadith. And if a woman is forced into marriage, the marriage can be invalidated. Is there any body today existing which can invalidate such marriages? There are many bodies, example in Iran as well as in Saudi Arabia. Unfortunately, the Indian government doesn't allow the Muslim community to have such courts, though there are Muslim personal law, but all the rights are not given. If you request the Indian government to allow us to have such boards out here in India, then inshallah, in India we have such bodies. They have given certain rights on all the rights.
The next question from the chief: is co-education allowed in Islam? This is from Rashid Sheikh, the student. Is co-education allowed in Islam?
Brother asked the question: is co-education allowed in Islam? We can male and female study in the same school, college, or university. First, let's analyze whether male and female can study in the same school.